Dark Room by Mary Maddox. Narrated by Allison Pistorius. Prologue. Some photographs speak for the dead, but their meaning may be elusive. You can't know for certain what's happening outside the frame or what happened before and after the image froze. Look at these four black and white photographs. In the first, a young man and woman crane their necks at the camera. They sit on a blanket with a Navajo pattern, surrounded by the remains of a picnic. Bottles of Corona, a half-eaten hard roll, an open jar of Greek olives, a hunk of cheese on a board, a knife. A metal pipe used for smoking hash. In the upper edge of the frame, beyond the blanket, are meadow grasses and rangy wildflowers. Stalks and blossoms of the wildflowers are entwined in the woman's hair. They have begun to wilt. The couple are in their early 20s, no older. The young man's head seems too big for his body. He has a round face, a snub nose, and an undersized mouth tight with disapproval of the bothersome flies, or having his picture taken, or something far worse that he would call evil. The woman's mouth, dark with lipstick, hangs open. Her forehead is creased. She gazes beyond the camera to where something has drawn her attention, pulling her out of the framed moment. She sees it coming and is afraid. In the next photograph, the couple are gone. A creek flows under a barbed wire fence. The angle suggests the photographer has crouched on the bank and aimed the camera low over the water, upstream. Close up, the water is transparent down to the riverbed. Beyond the fence, shadowed by trees, the water darkens and winds across the frame, drawing your eye to the edge. The creek in the third photograph is more narrow, rippling with current as it tumbles downhill. Another low angle, but this time the photographer aims the camera across the water and into trees. No focal point, it seems at first. But keep looking. After 5 seconds, maybe longer, your eye settles on a cross carved into the trunk of an aspen. The cross is several inches high, yet no more prominent than the black knots and threads of lichen around it. But once seen, its wrongness stands out. The single unnatural detail in a landscape too wild to be framed. The knife cuts are fresh. The last photograph points down at a patch of forest floor that also looks wrong in subtle ways. Pine needles are unsettled, not packed as they would be after lying together for a long time. The scattering of cones and twigs seems deliberate, like coconut sprinkled on a cake. Despite the unusual fluffiness of its cover, the ground looks sunken, as if the cake had fallen while baking. No marker distinguishes this spot from any other on the mountainside. The photographer has led you from the border into the heart of nowhere, trusting you'll care enough to follow the trail. 1. Manic whoops and a whiff of cannabis seeped into the garage. Daffy Duck was getting high. Kelly shifted a bag of groceries into the crook of her arm and opened the door. Beyond the kitchen and the sunlit dining area, Day sat on the carpet, toking on a hash pipe. An ashtray and several dishes, one piled high with orange rinds, formed a half circle in front of her. Kelly dumped the groceries onto the counter and considered how to handle the situation. She was scared for Day, but it wouldn't help to let the fear show. She bought a minute by placing the car keys on their hook beside the door and detouring into the hall closet to hang up her coat. Then she went into the living room. "Hey, what's going on?" Day's face froze in panic and then broke into a grin that lifted her eyebrows in exaggerated arches. A mischievous gleam lighted her eyes. A teenage girl lived inside the body of a 38-year-old woman. She held out the pipe. "Want a hit?" Kelly shook her head. "My flight's at 9:10, and you're driving me to the airport, remember?" Her voice was drowned out by the cartoon soundtrack, a blare of horns and violins and Daffy's mocking laugh. She had to shout, "Turn off the TV!" Day fumbled the remote, aiming the wrong end and then dropping it. Finally, she turned off the cartoon. The silence filled with the refrigerator's hum and the creak of bedsprings from Day's bedroom.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?